Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts, the fourth chapter, verse 33 says, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. This is in a church of thousands of people, and you couldn't find one person that lacked. Could God still do that today? His will never changes. And here's how it happened. For as many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them. Didn't say that them in the bank had it.
Right.
It was there. They had it.
Right.
Elsewise, you couldn't give them the money when it was sold.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons why for years we've been saying, you know, we're getting our houses and our buildings and our lands. Nobody said you had to live in all of them.
That's right.
Or keep all of them. As many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them. And then they brought the prices of the things that were sold, and they laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according as he had need. This is how it came to pass that thousands of people throughout that church, every need was met. Not one person was experiencing lack.
Right.
Hallelujah. This is also a characteristic of a Spirit-filled church. I mean, we see them filled with the Spirit just a couple of chapters earlier. And they're so full of God, they're so full of love for Him and for each other, that people are more important than stuff. And they're willing to sell stuff, liquidate stuff. They're willing to give huge amounts so that everything's taken care of and everybody's taken care of. Is this still the will of God?
Oh, it is.
It is. And verse 36, Joses, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, he had land and he sold it. And he brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Keep going, chapter 5. And a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession like the others were doing. And they kept back part of the price from the sale. And his wife was privy to it. They were in this together.
Right.
And they brought part of it and they laid it at the apostles' feet as though it was all of it. And verse 3, Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?
Wow.
Is the Holy Spirit a real person?
Yes.
Does he speak? Does he hear?
Yes.
He said, you've lied to the Holy Spirit. Why? See, now I assure you, they didn't think that's what they were doing. They thought they were lying to Peter. But Peter is genuinely called of God and is representing the Lord in this assembly. So in choosing to lie to him, God took it personally that they lied to him. And he said, you kept back part of the price of the land. How would he know they did that? This is a word of knowledge.
Yes, it is.
The Lord revealed it to him. Verse 4. He said, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Now, some people have read some of these things, and some of these folks don't even know God. And they say, see there, they had all things common. So they want to try to force people that have extra to give to people, or you shouldn't say give, take it from them and put it to the people that don't have it. That's got nothing to do with this.
Right.
Nobody made anybody do anything. These people were doing this of totally of their own accord. And now he brings this up concerning Ananias and Sapphira. He said, it was yours. Nobody said you had to give all of it. Nobody said you had to sell it to start with. Nobody told you you had to do this. While it remained, wasn't it yours? You could have just kept it, not sold it. After it was sold, anybody tell you you had to give the money? Or how much you had to give? Wasn't it yours? Wasn't it in your own control and power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men, but you lied to God. You stood up in front of God, and you acted like you were doing something that you knew you weren't doing. We see that God wasn't real enough to Ananias and Sapphira,
yeah,
even though they're members in this church. Keep going. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. This is not Old Testament.
Right. No, it's not.
Is it? We need to have respect for God and the things of God. You know that three hours later, his wife came in. Peter asked her the question, is it what you did? And she told him the same lie, and she fell down dead. And the Bible said great fear fell on everybody around there. Why'd they do this? Why did Ananias and Sapphira do this? Why? Why would you do it? Wanting the recognition of people. Isn't that right? But loving the money, want the recognition that Barnabas and others were getting, but not willing to do what they did. So through lying and subterfuge and deception, they tried to portray that they had, acting like God wasn't real, like he wouldn't know. And so were they concerned about what God saw and thought? No. They were concerned about what people saw and thought. And is it valuable enough what the people in the congregation would have thought when Ananias and Sapphira got up and said, we've sold 40 acres of land and a house place, and we got this money here, and we just want to give it all to the church and to the things of God and the people of God. So what would the people think? Well, some of them wouldn't even have heard it because they were asleep. Had dozed off. Others would say, what did he say? Because they were distracted by something else that was going on somewhere. And a bunch of them would go, well, that's great. And wouldn't think of it again, probably. So you're going to stand up and lie to God for a half-minded, that's great. This desire, this need for people to notice me and appreciate me and find me important and be impressed with me reveals insecurity. Instability, that you don't know who you are in Christ and you don't know what you are. You're looking for some sense of value and worth from them, and they can't give it to you. I said they can't give it. I don't care if they brag on you morning, noon, and night. You can still believe the lies of the devil and go, ah, you're just saying that. You don't really mean it. You're just being nice. And still not believe it. If your identity is in what you've done, it's on shaky ground. Go with me to John, book of John. It's also, what we're looking at here is also why 1 Corinthians 13 said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor and give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. So they're coming and giving half of that money or whatever it was, part of it. It didn't say half, it said part. Right. Whatever part they gave, how much reward or harvest would they reap out of that? So it'd profit them nothing if you didn't do it in love.
Right.
They're not doing this because they love the people and want to see the needs met.
No.
They're doing this because they want their 15 minutes of fame. They want everybody to go to dinner after church and talk about Ananias and Sapphira. Exactly right. They did talk about it. But it wasn't the way they wanted them to talk about it. Oh, it went all over the country.
Yeah,
did you hear about Ananias and Sapphira? Said out loud, thank you, Lord,
for delivering me.
From the need,
of other people's approval.
You need to be free from it.
Yes, we do.
I said you need to be free from it. It's great if somebody appreciates you and recognizes what you did and thanks you or thanks God for you. That's great. Be thankful for it. But don't meditate on it. And don't require it. And if you don't get it for 3 years in a row, you should be fine without it. Somebody needs to say, I don't need it.
I don't
have to have it.
What
I do have to have is His approval. What I do need, hallelujah, is to know He loves me. I'm valuable to Him. He's pleased with me. Hallelujah. And if you got that, you are standing on the solid rock.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And though public opinion varies greatly about you, you will not be blown and tossed around with every change of wind. You won't be up and down and up and down and ecstatic and depressed. Why? Because they like me today. Oh, they don't like me today. They were talking about me. Oh, they ain't talked about me in a week. That's pitiful. Being so needy, so desperate. When you are a child of God. Hallelujah. Your value, your worth was established long ago by what was paid for you. That's what my identity is in. How about you? That's my identity is in that. And I'll be that a million years from now. When any things that were done or said here in this life a million years ago, now, a lot of it people didn't remember or see. Doesn't matter.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.